Blog Talk Radio.
Carlos Pate.
Yes.
Could you hear the music playing?
I don't hear the music playing, but I can hear you good. I don't hear no music.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with the music, but for everybody that's listening tonight, I'm going to give you about 5 more minutes, and then the show will begin. Having an audio problem. So, in about 5, maybe 6 minutes, Pop This Patriot will be on the air. Thank you for letting me know.
Okay.
you move mountains. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. Hey, you cause walls to fall. And you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains, hey, to break. Hey, you cause, hey, now I'm not sure. Hey, and giant fall. Hey, giant fall. Giant fall. Giant fall. Could you move mountains?
Hello, Prolific Fire family. Thank you all for joining me on tonight. I truly appreciate it. It's evident that God fixed the audio problem. Thank you, Jesus. And that song went out to somebody because somebody's going through just what he was talking about. When the doctor said no, you said yes. That's for somebody. The doctor said no, but you know what? God said yes. And for those of you that do not know, my name is Property Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for joining on tonight. I am the host, but I am not the guest speaker on tonight. The speaker on tonight is Prophetess Pate, a powerful woman of God. She will be sharing with us some very important things that we all need to know. If you're a young mother, I recommend that you take notes. And let the Lord use her on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray for the speaker on tonight, Lord God, that you would use her mightily, Lord God, to speak into our lives, God, to teach us some things that we did not know, that we need to know, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, because your word says that we perish for lack of knowledge, but not on tonight. There will be knowledge going forth on tonight, and we give you glory, honor, and praise for it. In the name of Jesus, the next voice you hear will be that of Prophetess Pate. And thank you, 0277, for joining. Love you. God bless you. Pate, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Praise God for for tonight. I thank and praise God for his word. I just thank and praise God for being good and just good all by himself. Thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy. She already prayed. I'm just going to get on into it and give y'all some key points about when you go to the doctor and what to expect and what not to expect and how things may come about where even the doctors won't even be able to know it. And I want to thank and praise God for being able to enlighten me on things and directing me and showing me as a parent, as a wife, as a sister, and as a auntie. And he just shows me things that even sometimes I know I'm not even walking in that field, but I thank and praise God that he give me knowledge. The word did tell us that he would give us knowledge. He did tell us just ask of knowledge, ask him of wisdom and knowledge. He say ask him. If you don't ask for wisdom, if you don't ask for knowledge, you will no longer know how to do anything. Without wisdom and knowledge, we wouldn't be able to go where we is. We wouldn't know how to be able to come about things that we need to come about. But I would like to thank and praise God before him and thank and praise God all the time what he have done and how he directed me. And just recently, I could have went to the hospital, I'm going to say about a week and a half ago. But I did not go to the hospital because I the things that they does at the hospital, I said, well, God, if you instruct me, I will be able to do this on my own. Sometime we could get out of paying a doctor bill, or we can help ourselves by running to the doctor all the time. Even at the point where when my girls was babies and they were sick, I had to be able to learn how to do things on my own. And I thank and praise God that God instructed me even when they was little. And it seems to me like, and I don't have a medical degree, and I'm not a doctor, and I don't even have nothing behind my name. But it's because of God's grace and mercy that direct me and teach me the things to do. It looked like a lot of people called me, even my family members, even neighbors, or someone may come by and they may ask me, I got this problem, or I got that situation. What do you think I should do? Me not, and I'm like, God, I don't know everything, but the Spirit of the Lord began to quicken in my spirit to open up my knowledge and understanding and be able to direct them and pray, and God stepped in and he healed. And so what I'm about to share with you all tonight, it's very much needed. If you have children, if you have a husband, if you even deal with any such issues that you don't all the time have to run to the doctor for it. So I thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy praying already, so I'm just going to get on into it. And I want to thank and praise God. But as I was saying, I was able to, about a week and a half ago, if it not been that long ago, I was in my laundry room, and my husband had put some picture frames on the pin and on a little doll case that we had. And I did not see the picture frame, and it was some glass sticking outside of the picture frame, and I did not know it was broke. So what I began to do, I began to go and lay something down on the pin. But instead of me landing on the pin, I end up taking my hand, pushing the pin towards the wall, and I pushed the glass all the way through my hand. And I'm like, God, okay, I just felt glass coming through my hand. What should I do? Should I pull the glass out, or should I just slide my hand on off the glass? Of, and the Spirit of the Lord began to struck me, pull the glass, pull your hand away from the glass. When I did that, blood started gushing everywhere. And it was deep. You could see the in the inside where I needed stitches. But I was like, well, God, wow. And I began to go towards the bathroom, and blood was dripping everywhere. My husband said, put pressure on it, put pressure, which I knew that already. So what I did was I went ahead on and lay pressure to it. But first I had to do, the first thing was I had to rinse it off with cold water. That's to kind of rinse the cut out, because you have some time when you dug, when you cut yourself, little do you know, you have like infection, you have like bacteria, or you have like any kind of germs on that glass, and those picture frames were sitting in there a long time, and they were dusty. So I'm like, well, God, the next step, Spirit Lord said, well, just take your hand and run up on some cold water. I did that. Blood was stushing, gushing out. Okay, God, I'm losing a lot of blood. Okay, you go to get the alcohol, which is something that really would burn on a cut like that. Okay, God, this is going to burn. Okay, you got to burn the infection out. You got to burn the germs out. You got to burn the bacteria out. And this is what they would do if you was in the hospital. They would do the same thing, but the only difference is they would give you numbing medicine, which I didn't have. They would after they numb it, they would stitch it up, which would save me a hospital bill because I didn't have to do it. So as I begin to rinse my hand with the alcohol, it begins to, the blood immediately starts slowing up some. It starts slowing up. And once it starts slowing up, what I begin to do, hold pressure to it again. So I had to end up wiping it, getting gall, putting the gall, put antibiotic ointment on it. Then I put a gall cross there. Then I took a Band-Aid and kind of put pressure to it, made it look tight to put pressure to it. When I done that, I felt no more pressure, but I can still feel the soakiness of the blood coming through the bandage. So what I did, maybe 3 or 4 hours after, I ended up cleaning it again. And as I began to do that, the blood began to slowly leave. But I say this to say that sometimes you may have and this was not a great big old cut. I'm going to say it was probably my biggest, my pinky finger. But I ended up doing what the God told me to do. And today, it's a whole lot better. And it's just a little sore, but I don't have to hold pressure to it. Now it's well to the point where no skin is not opening. Everything is closed up on it. But I can still somewhat feel the soreness. But it's well, and I thank and praise God for him directing me. And as each day I begin to clean it and keep the wound clean and begin to do it. Now, some of you all may say, well, ooh, I couldn't do that. Well, yes, you can. But sometimes your cut, man, I'm not instructing you that. If you get cut too bad and it's too deep, we're to the point it won't really stop. You go to the doctor, you go to the hospital, maybe you do need stitches. But I figured since it wasn't that big of a deal, it wasn't that big, I just went ahead on it and prayed, and God allowed me to treat it myself. So I thank and praise God for that tip. Now, another thing God would instruct you to do, if you have a child, and this is how it happened to me. When my daughter, my baby girl, when she was younger, she used to she's always run a high fever. She's always run fever, and when she run the fever, it would get to the point where it would be 104.3 or 104.5. Okay, when the doctor tell you when it get like that, to hurry up and get them to the emergency room, because if not, they would run into a seizure. So a lot of time I did not take her to the hospital. What I would do is sometimes I would take cold, ice cold towels and just lay them on her, or either I would give her. My kids were used to Tylenol at the time, so I didn't know anything about ibuprofen or Advil. They didn't know anything about that. So I would do Tylenol, and I would be praying as I give to Tylenol every 4 hours. And they was used to Motrin. And then the doctor, they were saying they took all the Motrin off the shelves. I don't know if you all remember that. They began to take the Motrin off the shelf because they were saying something was going wrong with it and some children had gotten sick. I said, okay, God, I prayed over it. because it's going to get to the point where even the doctors don't even want to help you. Even the doctors, it's going to get to the point where nothing is good for you. So the word tells us if we pray and pray, and God say when you pray over it, he said it may be poison to you, but he said he will not let it harm you. You can take it, and will nothing happen to you if you just pray and believe that God will do it. And so I began to steal by the Motrin across the countertop. Well, we can't sell you this Motrin. And I insisted them to do it. I prayed over Motrin. I would give my baby give her Tylenol every 4 hours. I would give her Motrin every 8 hours. And I would regulate that thing all day. And God began, and I would pray over her. And the fever began to come down. And once it began to come down, she begins to get up, move about, playing, and doing what a normal child's supposed to do. Then I noticed one time she had a seizure. I didn't take her to the hospital because seizures are easy to detect, and they're easy if you know what you're doing. They won't bother you. And my husband at the time was at work, so she had a seizure one time. So I began to take. I didn't stick nothing silver in her hand, but it was by the grace of God. I had to hurry up and act on it. Sometimes you're not gonna have nothing hard and really kind of study. So I ended up had to take my finger and go down in her throat, and I had to hold her tongue down to keep her from biting her tongue. And I only held that down, but as I did that, I called on the name of Jesus, and she began to calm down. The seizure instant stop. Her little eyes was wild in the back of her head, but God was able to instant stop the seizure. I prayed in the name of Jesus, and I told the devil to loosen her, and I spoke to the seizure. So after I began to do that, she came to herself. I did take her to the hospital because you as a mother want to know why the seizures are coming or what's going on. And so due to me not knowing where the seizure coming from, because seizures doesn't run in my family, but it does run in my husband's family. But I began to believe God and curse it, where she would not have another seizure again. And so they were saying the seizure came from the fever, but no, it was not. It did not come from the fever. It can, but it was not, because she did not have any fever. So we began to be airlifted to a hospital, and once we got airlifted to a hospital, they began to say she didn't have enough oxygen to her brain. And that's what was going on. It wasn't caused by fever. It wasn't caused by something bit her. She didn't have oxygen to her brain. But because I took my finger and began to pray, I was able to stop the enemy instant. And once that happened, and they went on and said, why if she wasn't getting oxygen to the brain, is because her airways was not, she had one side of her airways opened up, but the other one was not. And so that caused to be a little tightness back there. It began to swell back there where she wasn't getting oxygen to the brain. And any time you're not getting oxygen to the brain, you're going to either collapse, stop breathing, or you will go into a seizure. It's causing everything in the brain or the muscles and everything to tighten up. It becomes all of that. But God was able me to be able to pray and stop the seizure. And I think that was a lot of what saved her from going into cardiac arrest. And it also began to cause her not to blank out. And I want to thank God for that, because he had really instructed me how to do things so very well with children, and she had so many difficult problems. She had so many difficult problems to the point I had to pray and ask God to direct me, to show me what to do. And even when you're sick sometime in your body, even when you're sick sometime in the body, you have to believe God, because sometimes we go to the doctor. They don't always know. They're supposed to know, but they don't always know everything. I went to the doctor. I had something going on in my head, and they was calling this calling it a fungus. They was calling it, but it was not a fungus. And the wound began to open up. High a spot get in my head. The wound began to open up. Look like. Put your matter like somebody just stuck something in my head, and it caused a hole right there, and it was open up. I began to pray and believe God, and God has touched that womb, and he's healing that womb, and I'm still believing God for it. Went to the doctors, the ones that got way more knowledge than where I live now, and they still didn't know what to do. God began to tell me how to treat it, and it began to close slowly, and I began to tell God, thank you for your healing, God. And it's because of God the reason I live. It's because of God the reason why things that when I pray, something happens. And I thank God. I don't know why, but he did it. But all I know, I was in his presence. I consult him about everything. That's why his word tells us, acknowledge him in everything we do, and he will direct our path. And that's what we have to do when it comes down to that. And even it come a point to the point where we even have to pray and ask God to show us and direct us in which area of our life what we need to do about things. I can, even when I'm doing things for someone or someone not feeling well, even a child, when the baby is sick and can't breathe out of their nostrils, sometimes a humidifier is not the best thing to do. Try some saline spray and kind of squirt in the baby nose, or if they're a newborn, you do little noses, and the doctor tell you that you do little noses and you suction it out. Well, I couldn't do that when my babies was little. I had to special my baby girl, but she didn't have one of her airways was blocked. I would have to take my mouth, and I know some of you all heard of this. I had to take my mouth, and it was just like I was doing CPR, but it wasn't CPR. I had to take my mouth, and it may sound nasty and disgusting, but when your child need to breathe and when your child need what he or she needs, you're going to do it. I would take my mouth and just blow it in there, and that stuff would come out through the nostril that was open, and she would feel better. And sometimes you got to believe and trust God about what to do about things. And even when you don't know which way to go and which way to consult God about things, you pray about it.
Bear with us, y'all. It seems we're having some difficulty. I'm going to play a song, but I'll be right back. This is Travis Green.
It looked as if it was over. You
Okay, you all, thank you for being patient. The devil didn't want that word to go forth, but how many know that the devil is a liar? Satan, I bind you tonight in the name of Jesus. This word will go forth, and mothers will be helped. Young mothers that don't know what to do, they will be helped with their babies. Parents in general will be helped with their families. They will know what to do because God wants his people to be full of knowledge and led in his way. Not always by the doctors, but God has some things that he wants to tell us on tonight so that we can better help ourselves. His prophet is paid again. And thank you, everybody, for being patient, as I said. Faith, you're on the air.
Sorry about that. I got some technical difficulties on my end, but that's all right. We're going to get on back into it. I want to thank and praise God for everything that's going on. I had to use my cell phone tonight, but that's all right. God still is still going to go forward. But like I was saying, I was talking about the minister cycle. A lot of times we witness that we have that to the point that sometimes we're caused to be able to have surgery, or some want to have surgery because they can't deal with it. Me, myself, when I was at the time, used to run heavy and would bleed, and I would always, sometimes what would help me is sometimes I would take a hot heating pad and lay it to my stomach. That would help the cramp. But whatever you can do to try to put a heat pad on your stomach, or either to be able to not avoid a lot of sweetness, or because some people crave sweetness, and that makes it worse. If you can, until you can get over that little cycle, you can wait till after go off, and you won't bleed so heavy. And sometimes we drink a lot of fluid with a lot of sugar in it. That's not good. That's all. That's also bring cramping. And the reason you cramp is because blood clots are flowing. Once the blood clots move and they flow and they go on move, you notice the cramps begin to ease up. And so I don't know why our bodies do like they do, but a lot of times I help myself, because sometimes medicine don't even do any good. But I lay a heat pad on my belly, and it begins to soothe the pain. It begins to kind of, once I let up off, don't eat any sweet or don't even drink a lot of fluid with sugar in it. It causes everything to be wet. And then I don't drink a lot of cold things. I always let things be lukewarm. And it's best to let things be lukewarm, because sometimes that kind of helps the cramping too. A lot of cold stuff helps the cramping too. But a lot of people say, well, I'd be hot around that time. I used to too, but once I learned how to deal with something, it begins to turn around. And I thank and praise God for that. And sometimes we have a habit to not even knowing. And even with my, I see a lot of people have things that depend on, like, I'm going to go to the doctor, and they put you on birth control. Sometimes that makes it worse. And it makes it worse, because sometimes they don't always work. Sometimes for people it does. Now in my case it did not work, and so I end up having to, just later on I knew I was going to have to have something done anyway, because I guess I took the genes after my mom. But I began to pray over my daughters, that they would not have to come up the same way that I had to come up with. They did not have to come up with the same thing. And also, I would like to say, I want to thank God for being able to direct me in that area, how to do when it comes down to my children. And also, when they come up, they are growing up. And I experience a lot of things where I don't have to go to the doctor. And it's something that another thing that you ladies should know. And I don't mean to be nasty, sound nasty today. A lot of times we use razors and we shave it up on our arms or some. And I have heard some say down below they shave. That's not good because you cause bacteria. You cause scalp infection to come up on your arm. You cause bacteria. And the bacteria that comes from the razor, if they are clean, a lot of people say, well, it comes because the razor is not clean. I'm going to say, you know, the razor can be clean. And I'm going to tell you something. You still end up with a scalp infection up under the arm, or a scalp infection down below, or a scalp infection. Those are something that I so often hear. I had one up under my arm one time. I was using a razor and I was changing the blade, and I ended up had a big old knot come up under there, and it kind of scared me for a moment. But I began to pray, and I did go to the doctor on that. And the only thing what they were able to tell me, they said it was a rising. It was not a rising because it didn't happen until I started using the razor. So what I began to do, I came on home. I began to treat it myself. I began to lay a warm towel on there until it become warm, hot as I could stand it, until it came to the point where it burst. And once it burst, it began to leak out inflammation. Once the inflammation started coming out, it began to leak out blood. And then because of the way I stopped using the razor, I began to buy some little scissors. And then you just keep it clipped because we can always end up with stuff on us, and it'll save us a doctor bill if we can do those things. And I have to learn by experience and see. Because I say to praise God, when you don't drive, and I'm the type of person, I don't drive. I've been in an accident so much to the point I don't drive. I'm nervous. Even now when I get in the car, I'm nervous because of the accidents I was in. And one of the last one I had was so serious to the point I just thank and praise God for sparing me and my children's life. And I thank and praise God. And once God began to, that's the reason why. But you have to learn how to do it, know these things, because you don't have certain ways. Some people don't have a way around. Some people don't have a way of two and four. Some things you have to endure with. And even when a lot of people say, well, they have problem with their bowel. The best way to do with your bowel, if you have a bowel problem, or I drink a lot of water, and if you would drink a lot of water and kind of eat a lot of something with iron in it, because little do you know, the iron is what's helping your bowel loosen, helping it to go, to helping you to go. A lot of people have lazy bowel. My daughter do, and I begin to be able to pray. The doctor did give us something for it, and so it's something called Miralax. Some of you all heard about that. You put it in juice, you put it in milk, you put it in stuff like that. But that's good, but you still got to pray. And whatever you take, whatever they give you, you still got to pray. And I'm going to tell you something else. Sometimes we want to know how to lower the cholesterol or how to lower the high blood pressure. We have to watch what we eat. Yeah, I don't think nobody wants to hear this part here. We have to watch what we eat, and a lot of pork is not good for you. A lot of high food and high season is not good for you. That causes the pressure to go up. That causes the cholesterol to get high. A lot of greasy food, a lot of high in season food, especially fried food, will cause the cholesterol to be out of whack. I used to be like that once upon a time, but now I barely eat anything. It's not because I'm scared, I don't want nothing to happen. It's because I don't train my body to the point where I want to eat right. I want to eat healthy. Well, when I do want something fried, I eat something fried every now and then. But they have something out there called fish oil pills. I don't know if any of you all heard of those fish oil pills. They got them in different. They got them in different 75. They got some 1,000. They got some 500 milligrams. They got some 300 milligrams. Well, I begin to get the 1,000 milligrams. Whereas though I take one a day, and also it's good for your skin. Little do y'all know, it's good for your skin. It helps regulate the bowel. It helps the immune system. It helps your lungs. It helps the heart. It helps all that. So my body done got adjusted to how I eat. It done got adjusted to me taking a fish oil pill. So if I eat anything that don't agree with me, it's going to bring it out. It's going to bring it out. Mm-hmm. And so, and I'm a type of person, I'm a short product. I'm only 4, I'm like 4'11", okay? Well, I used to weigh close to 150 pounds, but now I'm down to 130. Started losing weight, started gaining, started losing weight. And I watch what I eat because I don't want to have those health problems. My father died with a heart problem. We have sugar in our family, and we need to stay away from a lot of starchy food, a lot of bread, a lot of wheat bread or something like that. That's what I eat, wheat bread, and I love skim milk. A lot of people know, I don't care, you drink that. That stuff tastes like water. But once you start drinking and get used to it, everything is well. But I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for all the things that he has taught me how to do. And even it's good to exercise, too. If you don't do nothing, get it out. Get you 30 minutes, 3 times a day. Or walk 30 minutes. That'll help those that have high cholesterol. That'll help the cholesterol, the lower, to come down. That also will help the high blood pressure to come down. If you do 30-minute workout or either if you 30-minute walk, it will do it. Of course, sometimes I do it maybe 3 or 4 times out of a week. But I thank and praise God for it. And I also want to let you all know that always trust God and pray over everything that you do, medicine, food, everything. Don't be so careful too. We even have to watch sometimes when we're our surroundings because not everybody clean. Not everybody wash their hands. Not everybody is careful about what food you eat, and I'm sorry to be like this, but I'm kind of strict about where I eat at. I'm kind of skeptical about who I let give me something. I'm kind of strict about that because not everybody is so clean. We have to be careful because bacteria and infection and all this stuff is out there, and people don't know, and ain't nobody gonna come up to you and tell you when something's wrong. Ain't nobody gonna come up and tell you nothing. But see, you got to figure, you got to be clean and be precautious yourself. And also, after all these things going on in the world, I mean, telling y'all, it's in God's word. It's gonna get to the point where we're not gonna, everything that we eat, it's gonna say something wrong with it. I was heard that they pull hot dogs back. Something going on with the hot dog. I said, well, God, and you got to eat something. You ain't going to be able to eat it, although I can't eat them because they don't agree with me. Okay, you got to, I heard bananas. Something was wrong with the banana. Well, Lord, I love bananas, so I can't let those go. I'm going to pray over it, go ahead on. One time, they was talking about certain oranges and certain fruits that you eat. Okay, well, Lord, it's getting to the point where now you can't eat hardly anything. Then, so we got to pray, y'all. We got to pray. So it's going to get to the point where you're not going to be able to eat anything because why? Because you're going to trust man instead of God. We know God wants to trust him. That's why he said pray. If you pray, it could be just like poison to your body, but he won't let it harm us. That's his word. So let us learn to pray about, even when we go in the restaurant, people do nasty stuff, and they do stuff. Pray and say, God, Lord, I bless my food, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that any harm or danger in this or no contamination, I pray like that because we're living in times now where people doing any and everything, and they don't care. I've read many stories about how people went to a restaurant. Now, my restaurant, and they left there and they didn't survive. Okay, my baby is allergic to peanuts. I thank and praise God for wisdom. I thank and praise God for knowledge. If she's allergic to peanuts, means she can have some peanut oil she cannot have. She can have anything with peanuts. She breaks out. She swells. Everything is swelling up on her, so we have to use an EpiPen. Since we had the EpiPen, we never had to use it because of why? We pray. We pray and we ask God to touch her everywhere she go when she eat at in the school, and she ain't the type of person that is going to allow you to give her anything. If she ain't sure about it, she's not going to touch it. If she never had it, she ain't going to mess with it. It was a minister was passing brownies out in church one time, and she took it, and she told her thank you, but she gave it away. She gave it to another child. I said, why did you do it? She said, Mama, she said, I don't know if there's peanut oil in it. Mama, I don't know if there's any peanuts in it. And I didn't want to take a chance. That was smart. So she said, I'll just eat something else. And that's what she did. So we even got to use wisdom. She even has wisdom behind things. Let us be careful. Let us pray. And let us consult God about everything we do. Because if we don't, we're going to end up hoping and praying that we should have. So I would like to say, let us all just pray. There's so many things that I can tell y'all and I can teach y'all on that I didn't have to go to the doctor for, because your body will let you know when something's wrong. It will let you know. And so I pray all the time and ask God to consult me. And ask God to consult God about things, because God knows. And I just want to let you all know that when a baby has colic on their stomach and they be painted, I never will forget my niece. She was just born she's going to be 18 years old next month. When she was born, 18 years ago, her mom was up with her all night. She didn't know what was wrong with her. They wanted to take her to the hospital. I said, no, we're not going to the hospital. She walked. She stayed like houses down from where we stayed. So she walked down the street with the newborn baby in her arms. And she began to, she was frustrated because the baby was hollering and crying all night, all day long. She couldn't rest. The baby had colic. She had gas on her little stomach. And when it was, she gave her everything. She gave her things. And I said, let me see her. I took my hand. I laid it on her stomach. And as I was laying my hand on her stomach, I began to push. Her little stomach was hard. Sometimes you need to feel around the baby's stomach and see if it's hard. And if it's hard, wherever it's hard, that's where you rub it. And you begin to massage that baby. And I begin to massage and speak the name of Jesus on gas and leave and loosen this baby's body. Cause let her go right now in the name of Jesus. She will rest. She will have a good night's sleep in the name of Jesus. It wasn't even 5 minutes. She began to pass gas. She began to rest. She began to fall asleep. And I gave her back to her mom. And I said, y'all take her home and let her rest. And she was asleep. And her mom said, oh, I hope she sleep all night. I said, take her home and let her rest. She slept all day, all that night, all the way all to that evening the next day. They thought, they called me. What did you do to her? Nothing. I just prayed, gave it to God. But when she woke up, she was doing fine. So we have to do those things. And sometimes that medicine don't always help. Excuse me. So we have to learn how to be able to ask God to direct us. But the doctors don't know everything. And they tell you to give them this and give them that. Sometimes, do y'all know, that's how sometimes we end up having crackheads in our family or a drug addicted person in our family, because we're allowed to take medicine for everything. We want to run to the doctor for everything. I begin to feel myself wanted to take medicine every time. And me, myself, my weakness is pain. I can't stand pain. But you know what? I refuse to take strong pain medication. So I begin to pray. I begin to do whatever I have to do. And I do the weirdest things. Sometimes I stomp. And a lot of people, why do you do that? Well, when I'm in pain, that's how I do. I just stomp. I just, to me, in just some way, it makes me feel better. It may seem stupid, but that's just me. But anyway, we have to be careful taking all this pain medication because sometimes it'll harm us than it will help us. So we have to be careful with everything that God gives us. Let us pray about everything before we do. Well, even when we take the Lord, is this safe? Read up on it. See what the side effects. See what thing, what it's all about. And if you think that's not going to help you, hey, look, Doc, this right here, God, blah, blah, blah. I don't think I need to take it. I won't take this here. Y'all, my advice to everyone that's listening, try to pray. Pray over the medicine that you take. Pray over food that you, in your health, try to eat right. Try to get up and do something. If it's even 3 or 4 minutes a day, get up and put yourself in good shape. Sometimes the reason why we're not in good shape is because the way we eat, the stuff we put in our body, and it's causing our bloodstream to be pausing from it. So I want to thank God for the little bit that I shared with you all. I can go on and on and on, but I'm going to stop right here. Maybe sometime the Lord will allow me to go through some another message or will teach you all. But always know that don't let life, fear come upon you and make you discouraged or make you scared or you know, just pray. Pray. And if you pray, God will seek you and he's there to help you. Always remember that he's there to help you. And so I thank and praise God for everything that you all of those that join in and all that tune in later. So I want to thank God for you all. And as I begin to pray for you all and ask God to bless you all, I ask God to allow y'all to be able to learn how to pray and know how to pray when you're eating and when you're taking certain medicine, because some medicine doctors give you, you don't have that kind of that report. You don't have anything that they're telling you. Some doctors are giving you stuff just to make money off of you, just thinking, just giving you stuff just to use the insurance card. We've seen a lot of this in where I'm from. They diagnose the people with the wrong thing, and they don't even have it. You need to get a second opinion, whatever the doctor consult you or tell you, get a second opinion, because sometimes they do things just to make. It's all about money now. And we don't want our life to be based out on money. We want to be in good health and not let the doctor poison our bloodstream and causing us to be afflicted with something that ain't what we got. So as I get ready to pray, I'm going to pray for someone that is going through certain things in their life or maybe needs this advice. And as I get ready to pray, I want to thank and praise God for everyone that's listening, could have shared more, but time will allow me. And I will pray, and once I pray, I will turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for everyone that was listening. Thank you for everyone that was tuning in. Thank you, Lord God, for being who you are and what you are to us. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us, Lord God, along the way. Now, Lord God, help us to use wisdom, with medicine, to use wisdom when we go out and about and eat, Lord God. Lord God, everything that the enemy put out before us, we come against it right now. Lord, I come against it. We declare right now in the name of Jesus that it will come forward right now in the name of Jesus. God, I even thank you, Lord God, for how you are touching someone's body right now, how you're giving them knowledge and understanding how to eat, how you are healing their wound right now. And, Lord God, I ask you in your name right now, Jesus, that you begin to pour out your blessings upon them, pour out the healing that need to come forth, for you said by your stripes we are already healed. For Lord, you hung on the cross for everything that we go through with. Lord, thank you for being able to, Lord God, to direct me in areas, Lord God, that maybe some of them know, maybe some of them do know. But Lord, I thank you, Lord God, because somebody don't have the insurance, or somebody don't have the, Lord God, the money to go to doctors, Lord, doctors from doctors to doctors. But Lord, I ask in your name, Jesus, that you would do, Lord God, what your words say do. You, the Bible, you say, Lord God, that you would rebuke the devil for our name's sake. Your words say that, Lord, whatever poison, that if we eat something, if it's poison, your words say you will step right in. And, Lord, you would not allow it to harm us. Touch everyone that's on the line tonight. Touch everyone, Lord God, that want to listen to, Lord God, Block Talk Radio tonight. Lord, we ask you to do all the abundance, Lord God, more than we can ask or think. And, Lord, I ask you to even bless stations to allow me to be able to be on tonight. Although the enemy trying to step in, but he got back and he has to move. In the name of Jesus, I thank and praise God, Lord, for you showing me how to, Lord God, give, Lord God, a good advice to those that need it, God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, Lord God, to be able to help them. We all help one to another. That's what your word says. So, Lord, not everyone know everything, God. But, Lord God, it is sometimes it is best to listen. In Jesus' name, Lord, I give you the glory and the praise. Touch someone's finance, Lord God. Give them a financial blessing. Touch someone's home, Lord God. They need a home, Lord God. Open up the door. We bind the foreclosure off of their home. We bind it right now. We declare it right now that the finance will come, that they will be able to pay off what that they owe. We know if someone is working on their credit, Lord God, Lord, by allow the finance to come forward, that they will clear their credit, Lord, that they will be able, Lord God, to use, Lord God, the things that they need. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you all the glory and the praise. It goes to you. Heal someone by it, Lord. You know who needs the healing, Lord. Touch, Lord God, somebody, family member. You know who they are. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless someone with a job. You know what they need. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you would do all the abundance of the Lord God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. I give you glory. I give you praise. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Amen and amen and bless God. Turn it back over to Prophet Stacy.
Thank you, everybody, once again for joining us on tonight. I pray that you learn something that would be valuable to you in the coming days. This message was brought to you not to discourage you from going to the doctor, let you know that the answer is not always in the doctor's hand. You serve a God that's bigger than the doctors. And when the doctors don't know what to do, God can still tell you what to do. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And I'm going to share this scripture with you real quick. Prophetess Pei gave some great scriptures throughout her message. If you were listening carefully, she gave scriptures. But for that one person that needs another scripture to understand why this message was brought forth, I'm going to read Isaiah 48, verse 17 and 18 from the NIV. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way that you should go. If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of a sea. And I just want to let somebody know the reason that you don't have peace over that situation that's going on is because you won't listen to God. He's trying to tell you what to do. The same way God told Prophetess Pei how to do a lot of things when she was in different situations. God is trying to tell you what to do, but because you won't listen, there is no peace. So I tell you on tonight, listen, 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 listen. Your answer is not always in the doctor's office. Yes, the doctors are good, but your answer is not always in the doctor's office. Learn to listen to the Lord. Learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, because the days are coming when you're going to have to listen to him. You're going to need to listen to him more than ever. So I admonish you to do that. And once again, that was Isaiah 48, verse 17 and 18 from the NIV. If there's anybody on the phone lines at this time and you desire prayer, I will be glad to pray with you. Just press 1. Press 1 and I will pray with you on tonight. Going once, going twice, going 3 times. Okay, there's no prayer request for tonight, but if you need me, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690 anytime, or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Be sure to visit the ministry's website, prolificfireministry.com. And join me next Monday when the message will be Birds of a Feather, examining your inner circle. Who is drawn to you and why? Is it the right circle for you? Are you being led or are you leading? Also, be sure to join Prophetess Pate every Friday on Faith on the Line. She has a powerful prayer ministry. Join her every Friday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific, by calling 712-451-0011. Access code 474723. That's Friday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. Call 712-451-0011. Access code 474723. I will have a flyer up on my Facebook page for her immediately following this show. And also, before I close out, if there's anybody under the sound of my voice and you're not saved but you desire to be, whether you're listening now or listening later, repeat after me and let's get saved on tonight. Let's get saved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I am a sinner. I am a sinner in need of Jesus. Thank you for letting your son die for me. Thank you for giving him to me. Help me to change. Help me to walk in your ways. I hear people talking about you. I even heard this show. I heard this message. Now I want to know you for myself. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive. Thank you. Amen. If you pray that simple prayer, go to the website, prolificfireministry.com, and there will be more information on there about salvation. Until next Monday, God bless you all. Thank you for joining, and thank you for sticking in there with us during the technical difficulties. The devil is a liar. Remember that throughout this week. The devil is a liar, and you are victorious in the name of Jesus. Good night.